Today we'll be discussing the halachic shaila of whether you're allowed to have elective surgery close to Shabbos on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon on for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Yates, and it's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to take a boat ride 3 days before Shabbos. However, if it's a mitzvah, then it's mutter, but if it's a non-mitzvah, if it's a regular boat ride, you're not allowed to take a trip on a boat 3 days before Shabbos if the boat will be on the water on Shabbos, meaning you're not allowed to start a voyage on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Now, what's the reason for this? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Ches Sif Aleph brings it down, and the Mishnah Brura in Hakdamah to the Siman brings down numerous reasons. The more common reasons are the following. The Rif and the Rambam explain that the reason why you're not allowed to go on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday if you're going to be on the boat on Shabbos is very simple. It normally takes 3 days for a person to become acclimated to the sea, and if you go to the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you'll be seasick on Shabbos and it'll ruin your Einik Shabbos. However, going on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday will be allowed because by the time Shabbos comes around, you won't be seasick anymore. They explain that for a mitzvah, it's permitted to go on a boat on Friday because osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, because you're so busy with the mitzvah of whatever you're doing that you don't have to be worried about oneg Shabbos. The Baal Ma'ar explains that the reason is boats were notoriously very dangerous, and if someone were to go to a boat on a boat ride on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, he might need to break Shabbos on Shabbos, meaning 3 days later, there might be a pikuach nefesh situation, and he might need to break Shabbos. And although he'll be allowed to break Shabbos at the time, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation 3 days before Shabbos if you know that there's a chance you'll have to break Shabbos. The reason why you're allowed to go on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday is because it's so far away from Shabbos that you're not obligated to be worried about Shabbos during those days. But from Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, you have to already start being worried about Shabbos. And therefore, the Baal Ma'ar explains that if you were to get on the boat on Thursday, let's say, and 2 days later there's a strong chance that you're going to need to break Shabbos because of dangers of the boat, then effectively what you've done is you've put yourself in a situation where you're going to need to break Shabbos. Now, although you'll be allowed to break Shabbos at the time, you weren't allowed to put yourself in such a situation. I don't know, I don't think practically people do this, but I've heard that certain Rabbanim, based on the opinion of the Baal Ma'ar, would tell women if they're 9 months pregnant and their due date is on Shabbos, that they have to go to the hospital Erev Shabbos because you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to need to break Shabbos even if it's permitted. Now, people don't follow that. I think the common custom is to permit it, but that's the opinion of the Baal Ma'ar. The Ramban has a similar understanding of the Baal Ma'ar. He says we're not worried that you're going to have to break Shabbos on Shabbos. We're worried that you're going to need to get Goyim to break Shabbos for you. Meaning, we're worried that if you go on the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, it's very possible that on Shabbos you'll need a Goy to do something for you. Amir La'akum, which is not allowed. And therefore, again, although at the time you'll be allowed to do it because of the extenuating circumstances, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you'll need to get a guy to do something for you. That's what he says. The Ramban says, the Taima Haimilsa, the reason for this is, Mishum Sha'isim Hanochim Kam Vakama Malachas Bimucha Bishl Yisrael. On boats, the non-Jewish workers on the boat are working for the Jews. Vinir Kishluch Ilchal of Shabbos. And therefore, it'll look as if you, when you got on the boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it looked as if you weren't caring about Shabbos. Fine. So how does that apply to us? So the reason why this applies to us is the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal in a tshuva printed in the Sefer Shari Halacha Minig and the Kovetz Refuah Kahalacha brings down the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, I have a very relevant application, and that is going on having an elective surgery on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, if it's pikuach nefesh is daicha everything. But let's say you have someone who wants to have surgery, I don't know, they get a nose job, or they're having tooth pain, they want to get their wisdom teeth pulled. Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, if you could push it off, if it could be avoided, you should not have those surgeries on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Why? Because he says, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the reason why you're not allowed to get on a boat 3 days before Shabbos is because it'll ruin your owning Shabbos with the seasickness. The Baba Treva points it out, which obviously I've had wisdom teeth pulled. I'll tell you, without a doubt, the pain that you go through with wisdom teeth, or any elective surgery for that matter, is more likely to be worse than whatever the discomfort of seasickness. And if seasickness is enough to break Onik Shabbos, then having surgery would also be enough to break Onik Shabbos. And according to the Balmor, that the reason why you nail it a good on a boat 3 days before Shabbos is because a lot of times you'll need to break Shabbos. That's true a lot of times with surgery also, that after surgery, let's say on Thursday, depending on the surgery, a lot of times on Shabbos, you'll need to get your blood taken, you need to have follow-ups which involve Chilul Shabbos, and therefore, according to these poskim, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it should not be allowed. That's the opinion of the Baba Treva. It seems that this is also the opinion of Rav Menashe Klein, in Shuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chel Chasim and Indalit, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasin, Perek Lama Beis Sif Lama Gimel. And I saw in the journal Hapardes, of the year Tavshin Lamites on Tishrei, Tavshin Lamites, they printed a Kol Kaire, a proclamation signed by the Agudas Rabbanim of America and Canada. And the proclamation says the following: Al Shela Sarabim Mechavreinu Bechol Pinas America Vekrias Telefonias. They said, due to the amount of calls that we've been getting and questions throughout America, the question was if you're allowed to have surgery, elective surgery, 3 days before Shabbos. And now you'll have to have book a room in the hospital for a couple days, and you'll be in the hospital on Shabbos. But son of Anachim Lefarsim Hayda Hazayis. Therefore, we want to make the following proclamation: La'achar Shashela Hazayis Nesara Shalnu Estater Shel Nisienu Hagoyner Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. We asked the head of Agudas Haravonim, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, V'Bichshanu Lefarsim B'Shmaya, and he asked that we make it known in his name. If the surgery is not necessary, it is not pikuach nefesh, and therefore it could be avoided. If it could be postponed, therefore, based on the Shulchan Aruch that we cited before, Rav Moshe Feinstein felt that if the surgery can be postponed, it absolutely must be postponed, and it is not allowed to be done 3 days before Shabbos. The Tzitzliezer, however, in Chilek Yud Beis Mem Gimel, seems to feel that it might be okay. First of all, he says a couple things. He quotes Rosh Chaim Zalman Orbach as saying that if the only surgeon, if your doctor that you want, is only available during those days, then it's allowed. That's his first opinion. Secondly, he says a lot of times it's not practical to be able to postpone because it'll not only affect you, but it might affect other patients who do need the doctor, and now that because you're using the doctor on a Tuesday, other patients cannot be having it, and sometimes postponing when the doctor needs to do what he needs to do, sometimes it's not practical, okay? And third of all, he says, a lot of times, let's say you're in a lot of pain, and you can't, it's affecting your life, like wisdom teeth, you're in a lot of pain. He says, so having the surgery, that's called a mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah. I'm not 100% sure what mitzvah this is, but that's a mitzvah. He says, Shemisaskim is a mitzvah kavdi. You're performing a mitzvah by taking care of yourself and making sure that the pain is gone. So I'm not, or a lot of times it's preventative surgery where if you don't take care of it, it could lead to something very life-threatening, which is the case of a lot of things, even wisdom teeth. If you don't take care of it for a long time, it'll become life-threatening. So he says, that's called a mitzvah. That's called being part of a mitzvah. And if it's part of a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it, even if it's Erev Shabbos, as quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Again, you have to know exactly what mitzvah he's discussing, but that's the opinion of the Tzitzliezer. So it seems that Tzitzliezer is a little more lenient. But I want to make a point that this whole concept that he's saying that even if you'll need to break Shabbos, Michal Shabbos, but because it was a mitzvah, you're allowed to do that. That depends. That depends according to whom. Meaning, according to the Balmor, that's true. The Balmor says the reason why not let it get on a boat 3 days before Shabbos is because it'll cause you to be Michal Shabbos. However, says the Balmor, if it's a mitzvah, it's allowed. But according to the other Rishonim, that it has nothing to do with Chilul Shabbos, it has to do with Onik Shabbos, whatever it is.
who says you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're automatically break Shabbos even for a mitzvah? My point is, according to those Rishonim who don't address the issue of breaking Shabbos, it's hard to know what their opinion would be, and therefore there might be room to be machmer. But again, it seems to be that the opinion of many Rabbanim is that it's not allowed. It seems that the Tzitzis is a little more lenient based on the situation, and therefore Rav should be consulted. All questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.